very simple message, but what I believe is very far-reaching. The Parashas Kedoshim, that we read Shabbos, the Torah says, Kedoshim tihiu, ki kodosh oni ani Hashem Elokeich. You should be holy, because I am holy. I am Hashem Yirah. And Chazal say, what does holy mean, first of all? Holy, it means, the concept of kodesh means mufush, above everything, above the lowliness of life, above the temptations of life, above the decadence of life, above the shortcomings of human existence. I'm above, way above, I'm up and high, beyond how much? All the way above. Kedoshim tihiu. Holy, that's what holy is. Holy is separated above everything else. Something that's considered holy is separate from everything else which is not holy. Fine. But Chazal say, Chad Kedeshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Oni Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Chazal say, Yochel Kedeshim Tiyu, Yochel Kamoini. You might think that when I say you should be holy, you should be as holy as Hashem himself. Like God. Hamudlem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. No, not quite. You can't be as separate, as holy, as above and beyond all the decadence and all the loneliness of this world as Hashem is. I ask you, does it make any sense to say, can you imagine that if the Torah said, be holy, that you would think, be like God himself? Be like God himself? Me? You? Us? Human beings? Impossible. Why does the Torah say I have to write a special pasuk and say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Not quite. You can't quite be like God. Close, but not quite. The Torah says, gentlemen, if we have that question, we don't appreciate who the human being is. We don't appreciate what it means to be created in the image of God. Hashem created us, B'Tselem Elokim. He gave us godliness. He placed us above and beyond everything that can be imagined. We have infinite greatness. Ad kedei kach, that if the Torah just said, be holy, I could really think as much as Hashem. No, the pasuk says no, not quite. This is what we are. Now, why is this message so important? Because I believe that we live in a world today that has attempted to destroy and deny this message. First and foremost, as you know, many people would have us believe that we are, and forgive me because this is not the scientific lingo that they use, but we are basically the descendants of monkeys. So basically, you know what we are? We're really sophisticated monkeys. That's what we are, sophisticated monkeys. You know, I mean, it's not really true. I mean, it's certainly not true. But even the scientific world that talks about this evolution, they don't mean directly from the monkeys, but it's the same idea. We're an accident. We're here by accident, not by creation. Selim Elokim? Nah, they don't know what you're talking about. And what that does is, that puts man down. That says to man, man, you're just like an animal. You're here by accident. You have no purpose. You have no greatness. You're the product of this accident. You're the descendant, if you will, unscientifically, of a monkey. Oh, if you're a monkey, you have to eat like a monkey and act like a monkey. You know, scratch your chest, have a little peanuts and bananas, and live the life of a monkey. And that's what our society is doing to us. Look at the morality in the world today. Look how free people feel to cheat and to lie and to do disgusting things and to say whatever they want. I was appalled the other day hearing someone, you know, in the political, discussing the political issues, making fun of a certain political figure and saying, this guy, he works long days, but they have to order in for him pizza into his office. When they order his pizza, they order two pies for him. And then, chutzpah to talk like that about a human being. And then you see him with a pack of quarters standing by the candy machine and dumping the quarters into the candy machine. So this and this and this and this and this and this. This is after his two pies for lunch. They come to talk about a human being like that. A little respect for humanity. A little respect for a human being who's created, Tzelem Elokim. No, there's no respect. There's nothing. It's hefker. People think they could say whatever they want, do whatever they want, act the way they want. No limitations. And what it does is it puts
down human greatness. If I have a picture of human greatness, I can't make fun of that human being. Imagine if I looked at a human being created in God's image and made fun. That's blasphemy. It's like making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But our society doesn't know these things. And we can't help but to be affected. In a world that has great levels of human respect, we too have more respect. In a world where respect for humanity has gone down, it affects us as well. And we need to strengthen and recommit and rededicate ourselves to recognize. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and see a human being created in the image of the Creator. Not the physical image, because the Creator doesn't have a physical image. But with his greatness, with his potential, with his sensitivity, with his potential brilliance, with the strength of moral commitment that he has, with his ability to discern between right and wrong, with his ability to control himself from doing something that's inappropriate, with his ability to respect himself and the people around him and the world. He's godly. And if we have that appreciation, we'll look at ourselves differently, we'll act with a different level of confidence, will act with a different level of appropriate, moral, ethical, sensitive, normal human behavior, and the world will be a much better place. There is a danger, and I'd just like to share that danger with you. You know, this idea of emphasizing the greatness of the human being, that the human being was created in the image of Hashem, was expanded and developed in the Slabodka Yeshiva of 150 years ago, 150 years ago, even 100 years ago, 100 and in that kufa beyond, 100 and beyond, by the famous Alter from Slabodka, Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel. And some people would want to poke fun at Slabodka. So they would say like this, you know what the shita of Slabodka is? You know what the approach is? A man is a malach. Will you please shine my shoes? If a man is a malach, a man is like an angel, if a man has greatness, then what should happen? You should shine my shoes? Come on, what should happen? No, what? Okay, it's all true. You guys are right, but we're talking in... What? What's that? I didn't hear you. Oh, come on. Okay, you're all right. But I'm saying like this. If a man is a malach, I should shine your shoes. I don't look at it that I'm created in the image of God and you're a monkey. If I'm in the image of God, then so are you. So not only do I have to think highly of myself and set high standards for myself, I have to treat you with the utmost respect. And there's a beautiful little story that's told about Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, that Rabbi Yankov was once on a plane, and his son was there with him, and his son was taking care of him, coming to see him and taking off his shoes and bringing him his slippers and taking this and servicing and bringing him food and bringing him a drink and really waiting on him. And, you know, and there was sitting next to him a Jewish person, but not religious, and it was a college professor. A professor, I think they have, of biology, I'm not sure, but a college professor. And he says, I don't understand. He says, look what your children do for you. Look at the respect they give you. Look at the way they treat you. My children, they don't even know that I exist. So Rabbi Yankov says to him like this. He says, you know, it's really very simple. He says, my children know that we were created in the image of Hashem. They look at me as a person created in the image of Hashem, coming from a long line of distinguished human beings, all created in the image of Hashem. He says, your children look at you like you're the descendant of a monkey, like you're one big accident. Why should they have respect? Why should they deal with you? Why should they take care of you? If we recognize what a human being is, We'll be careful with his feelings. We'll be careful about embarrassing him. We'll be careful about hurting him. We'll be careful about depriving him. We'll be careful about everything. We will show positive respect and love and care and concern because he is created in the image of Hashem. And that, I think, is the message of Kedoshim Tihiyu. You should be holy. You should be above and beyond all the lowliness of this world. Yochol Komoini. You might think that that means to be as above as Hashem himself. No, not quite. We're not quite Hashem, but we're not that far away. The human potential, the human greatness, the human sensitivity, the human ability to rise higher and higher is a godly trait that allows the Torah to consider that if it didn't tell us that there's a cap, that Hashem is higher and there you're not going to go, we might even think that we could be as holy as Hashem himself. I think that's something that we should try, especially in a world which is so off base, to try to put that into practice in our daily lives.